what's the biggest misperception or myth that people might have about Pinterest that you could, if you could snap your fingers, you would change?
So I think I'm going to say two. So the first one was, I think is Pinterest is for moms only who do arts and crafts. That's what I hear. And I think we've seen, you know, we're winning with Gen Z. I mean, that's 40% of our audience is Gen Z. And we use this incredibly wide use cases of the platform. So people are using it for, you know, planning their financial future all the way to planning a dream trip. So it's, you know, it's a really wide range of use cases. And the second thing is really understanding that Pinterest is a performance platform. You know, we have over 50% of our revenue runs through performance, and we deliver incredible results for our clients there, whereas I think historically people were thinking of us as more of a upper funnel. Now, having said that, we have a very strong brand play. You know, we launched a new product last year called Spotlight, which is a takeover product. And actually, our brand advertisers absolutely love it because it delivers. So, but I think this will be probably my two things that I would love to dispel the myth.
So are you saying that you don't have mums using Pinterest to do that? How many do you have?
I'm one of those. So I use it for arts and crafts and for my children. And like, that's an absolutely, you know, very strong use case that we have. But I think we have grown the audience. I think that's the way to think about it, is we have grown the audience by really attracting that Gen Z audience onto the platform.